Chapter 2, Location, a Flashback to Blowhards. It all started when Nibbus stayed with the Altos, Aunt Meriwether, Uncle Fractus, and his cousin Terence. Terence was 2 years older, and since he acted more like a cumulus from his mother's side than an Alto, the two got along. Altos tended to be all show and no blow, but that wasn't Terence's case, and Nibbus thought he was cool. Before leaving for one of her high society commitments, Aunt Meriwether, all plump and perky, said, "Now, Terence, please watch out for your little cousin. You know we trust you, and you wouldn't do anything to embarrass this family." Fractus added, "Son, don't do anything I wouldn't do." Then the wink-wink. The wink-wink was their father and son's little secret place called Blowhards. Blowhards was a gathering place for the locals in the tropopause, the kind of gathering place that most respectable clouds avoided, but since Fractus sold disability insurance, he found that Blowhard customers were good for business. Most who frequented the establishment were a challenge to be sure, but willing to watch his back if needed. Nimbus was excited to stay with his cousin. Terence had told him about Blowhards and how often his dad had taken him there. Nimbus was eager to hear more, especially about Bubba and his gang, the Turbulence. "Can we go to Blowhards, Terence?"
"Sure, and you can meet Bubba. He's this big, dark cumulus that gives me the creeps but makes me feel strong and special at the same time. He gave me a secret name because I learned some of their moves."
"I want a secret name," Nimbus said.
"Oh, you'll get one when they teach you the stuff they taught me. You just need confidence."
"But won't we get into trouble going to that place?" Nimbus asked, suddenly churning.
"Oh, it's really okay. I go there without my dad all the time now."
Terence started moving out.
"Come on, you'll see. You want that secret name, don't you?"
"Well, yeah, but..." Nimbus couldn't move.
"Listen, Nimbus, if you learn some of the moves, you'll impress your dad and maybe he'll get off your mass about thundering."
"Yeah, and maybe he will look at me like he looks at you," Nimbus said. Nimbus remembered the time when his dad asked Terence to come along on one of their thunderstorm training sessions, the Cumulo Way. Despite the fact that Terence was biggie-sized, he was a natural at building into towers quickly. He seemed to know exactly what his uncle was asking of him, but not Nimbus. For a cumulonimbus type of cloud, Nimbus was small for his age. Unfortunately, since he was from a long line of powerful storm clouds, his father, Cumulonimbus II, expected his son to at least be able to thunder. But no matter how much his dad worked with him, and no matter how often Terence demonstrated the procedure, Nimbus never seemed to be able to gather enough moisture to grow vertically into a tower, much less thunder or shoot lightning. All he could do was eke out a sound like barking spiders from his whoopee cushion mass, rather than actual thunder. They thought it was really funny at first, but then his father stopped laughing and enrolled him in Thunderhead School. "Nimbus! Hey, space to Nimbus," Terence said, bouncing into him to get his attention. "Don't drift off on me now, are you in?"
Well, what do I have to do at Blowhards?" Nimbus said nervously, having just reviewed his failure at storm-building attempts.
"Well, spin, that's all."
"Spin?
Yeah, that's it. And it's really fun and not that hard once you get the hang of it. They don't teach it in school because it's so powerful. Usually those who learn to spin go on to bigger and better things like, you know, joining the cyclones or the hurricane forces. But that hasn't happened to me, but I just think it's cool. Besides, I'm getting more respect at school being fat and all."
"Huh. Well, okay, what's the worst that can happen, right?"
"Well, you won't be making those strange gaseous sounds anymore, I know that." They both laughed and headed for the tropopause. Nimbus felt better than he had in a long time. Ever since his dad had forbidden him to go with his mom to create sunsets, saying,
"You're too old for that nonsense and no sissy is going to be a son of mine,"
maybe this would make his dad proud.
Nimbus left with Cousin Terence and traveled through the troposphere in record time due to the changes in global warming. Updrafts were getting more common, and both Nimbus and Terence loved the thrill of speed. Soon they arrived in the tropopause. Blowhards was packed as usual, and Cousin Terence breezed in like he owned the place. "Hey, look who's here! Who's your friend?" one of the lean, tall towers asked. "Hi, gang. This is my cousin Nimbus, and he's here to learn to spin."
"Oh, is that a fact?" Bubba boomed.
Suddenly, all the clouds were silent. Bubba was the biggest, darkest thundercloud Nimbus had ever seen. He hung over everyone and leaked a drizzle continuously. He was the leader, for sure. Bubba moved closer to Nimbus and checked him out.
"Ah, a bit scrawny, but then sizes surprised me before. Right, Taz?"
Terence nodded. He had become a good spinner despite his chubby size. "Is that your secret name?" Nimbus whispered, hanging back behind his cousin. He was very nervous and was starting to feel his insides expanding with some strange new movement.
"I gave him that name when he mastered the spin," Bubba said. "We call him Taz. That's short for the Tasmanian devil. Tyrone over there was his teacher. Isn't that right, Tyrone?"
"Yeah, that's right," Tyrone answered from the back of the crowd. Tyrone was tall, sleek, and slender, but carried the attitude of a heavy hitter. He was the gang's trainer, selected for his experiences working with various depressions on the Gulf Coast.
"So I guess we have to give you a secret name, too," Bubba said. "Like Nitro, or Nimbus the Nitro. Maybe Nitro Nimbus."
"Yeah, I like that," Nimbus said suddenly, excited and expanded in size. He had grown as big as Terence Taz and was still building. Terence got out of the way. Bubba chuckled.
"Now hold on to your flamethrowers, Nitro. Take some big breaths and calm those jets."
Bubba grabbed Nimbus by the mass and gave him a rough shake, then let him go. Nimbus dissipated back down to his regular size, small.
"I think if you get that spinning down, you could earn yourself that secret name," Bubba continued, nodding to the rest.
Nimbus was more than excited. There was something about being with the turbulence that felt important, maybe even safe in a scary way.
"Tyrone," Bubba commanded. "Come here and check this kid out. He's a fast little builder."
Bubba moved Nimbus to the center of the circle. Tyrone bobbed forward and circled Nimbus like a hyena stalking its prey. He poked him a few times and looked deeply through his glasses into his eyes.
"You don't see too good, do you?"
"I see all right," Nimbus said, adjusting his glasses. He wasn't so sure he liked or trusted this Tyrone. He was sly and slinky, but he was the one who was going to teach him to spin. Tyrone looked down his nose.
"Let's see how this Nimbus winds up,"
he motioned to the crowd.
"Move away. Give me some space."
All the clouds moved back and left Nimbus and Tyrone in the center. Nimbus was suddenly nervous and started building.
"Now don't go start doing that again," Tyrone said. "You need to stay lean and mean to spin."
He grabbed Nimbus and shook him back down to size. Nimbus was disoriented, but saw Terence give him a reassuring smile and nod. Tyrone turned Nimbus around and around. Then he let him go. Nimbus drifted off like a loose balloon as Tyrone reached out and pulled him back down.
"You getting the idea? Round and round. Now you try it, but do it real fast."
Okay, Nimbus said as he took a deep breath. He hurled himself around as fast as he could, but suddenly went reeling into the observers who were darting out of the way. Laughter brought him to a stop.
Bubba laughed the loudest. "This ain't no breakdancing lesson, kid."
No, sir, Nimbus said.
"You need to whirl, son. Spin like this."
All of the clouds moved further back and braced themselves. Bubba took a deep breath, wound himself up tight, then blew out his wind and spun in one place as fast as a spinning top. He was perfectly aligned and twirled so fast that his shape looked like a triple-decker ice cream cone. He finished and there was loud applause. Wow, Nimbus said. How did you do that?
Practice, Nitro, practice, Bubba said. It's all in the upper area of your mass. Once you get that going for you, the rest follows. It's CF.
What's CF? Nimbus asked.
CF? Well...
Bubba looked around. He spotted Wits in the crowd.
Hey, Wits, you tell him.
Wits was the gang's brain, who looked like an overgrown cauliflower. He had a photographic memory, but only liked reading the dictionary. He paused to collect his thoughts.
CF. CF means centrifugal force. Centrifugal force is an outward force on a body rotating about the axis, assumed equal and opposite to the centripetal force, and postulated to account for the phenomena seen by an observer in the rotating body.
All the clouds stared blankly at Wits, including Bubba.
Thank you, Wits, Bubba said with a pleasing nod.
Nimbus didn't understand a word Wits said, but knew it was something important, something scientific, something to learn.
Come on, gang, let's let Tyrone and Nitro get started with the basics.
The crowd cleared out quickly, and Terrence gave Nimbus a thumbs up as he followed the rest out of Blowhards. Tyrone moved closer to Nimbus.
Okay, listen up. I don't waste my time with losers, and I only work with those who pay attention. Got it?
Nimbus nodded as Tyrone started spinning.
Observe! This is how it all starts.
Tyrone was an expert spinner and worked out regularly. He knew the importance in having a large lung capacity. He wanted to join the Twisted Twisters one day and needed to be ready to pass any test those psycho cyclones would demand.
Are you getting what I'm doing here?
I think so, Nimbus said, feeling confident for the first time in his life.
Good. Now give me those glasses. You won't be needing them.
Nimbus took off his glasses and handed them to Tyrone. Suddenly, he was terrified.
Now remember to keep your breath pattern going. Suck your wind in as you spin and blow it out to keep the momentum up. Got it? In, out, in, out.
Okay, Nimbus said, feeling his heart pounding. Tyrone grabbed a part of Nimbus's mass.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Pick a spot and stare at it, and don't be looking anywhere else.
Any spot?
Yeah, just don't take your foggy eyes off of that spot. Got it?
Got it. Tyrone gave him a hard spin to start. Nimbus whirled around so fast he lost his point of reference. In a panic, he forgot to breathe and spun off until he deflated into practically nothing, like a spent balloon.
Get back over here, Tyrone said, exasperated. Now what did I tell you? Do you have grapple in your ears?
No, sir. I just didn't have time to do what you said with that breathing and all.
Then hurry up and pull yourself back together. We're not in any summer camp here.
No, sir, Nimbus said. He was wheezing, dizzy and weak, but surprised that he was building back into a nice cloud mass. Excitement filled him up, and he really wanted to succeed.
Ready?
Tyrone didn't miss a beat. Wait, do you think you could spin me a little slower this time until I get the hang of it?
Yeah, sure. Now pick a spot. Got it?
I'm ready. Nimbus took a deep breath and felt his mass receive a swift jerk to the right. He started spinning. The more he whirled, the faster he went.
That's it! Now blow it out! Breathe, Nitro! Tyrone shouted.
Nitro got into the rhythm of breathing in and out. He swirled in a clockwise direction, but seemed to be darting all over the place. He tried to straighten like Bubba, but the centrifugal force was teaching him a new lesson, and he was heading off to places unknown. Suddenly, Nimbus felt a terrific blow and was jerked to a halt. Tyrone let him go.
Not bad, kid, Tyrone said. Now do it again, but this time pretend you have a lightning bolt stuck up your mass, so if you dare to sway to the left or the right, it will shoot out of you and kill your cousin Taz.
Oh, I wouldn't want that to happen, Nimbus said.
All right then, ready?
Tyrone grabbed Nimbus.
Wait, do you think we could take a break? I'm feeling a little queasy.
Nimbus did appear pretty gray around the edges.
That's no big deal. It comes with the territory. If you didn't puke a few times, you wouldn't know the difference when you're doing it right. So come on now, just do it.
Tyrone grabbed Nimbus's cloud mass and once again gave him a swift jerk, but this time in the opposite direction. Nimbus found that the left direction was easier to stay on target. He felt a strength and speed building beyond his wildest dreams. He was growing higher and higher. "Yes," Tyrone whispered loudly. "He's earning that name, Nitro Nimbus. Damn, I'm good." Tyrone kept watching Nimbus build higher, noting he was a natural spinner. Maybe too good.
Okay, start slowing it down."
Nimbus was feeling more and more self-control, almost unstoppable. Maybe he could build into a powerhouse and shoot a fireball in any direction and hit the target. He spun faster.
"I said pull it in, Nitro," Tyrone commanded. "Don't you make me come in there and get you."
Nimbus slowed his breath, which reduced his spin. Finally rotating to a stop, he was beyond exhilaration. He was ecstatic. Euphoric, he was the Nitro.